Welcome to Straight Talk on Health with Dr. Vincent Medici. Knowing that ultimately it's God who does the healing, Dr. Medici acts as the maestro, orchestrating a person's health through right timing and right therapies, using traditional, natural, alternative, and spiritual practices. Dr. Medici says it's time for people to wake up to their innate potential to heal and to be given a doctor who can orchestrate that healing. Dr. Medici is currently working toward his PhD in biochemistry at Long Beach University, with additional study in acupuncture, kinesiology, and quantum medicine. He's the curriculum director of the Santa Monica Shiatsu School and the clinic director at the Premier Center in Santa Monica, where he treats many famous names in Hollywood under nationally recognized Premier Labs owner and CEO Dr. Robert Marshall. Got a health question? Ask Dr. Medici live today on Straight Talk on Health. And now, here's Dr. Medici.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This show is for both of you, but quite honestly, I think the ladies may be a little more interested because this is a rah-rah chant for you. And the reason is this. Each week, and it never stops, I just don't bring it up, women come in that unfortunately suffer all the way sometimes to their grave, certainly to unnecessary surgeries, simply because they're women and they've been trained as women not to listen to their intuitive faculty, but simply to succumb to the logical, rational, I'm going to use the word male viewpoint. And ladies, you know what I mean. Gentlemen, some of you, the more fortunate ones, the ones with less hassle in your life, especially when you relate to your wives, loved ones, et cetera, can understand this. But quite honestly, often, too often, lots of men do not get it. Now, what does that mean? It means each week I sit there and watch a female with any one of an assorted number of ailments, ranging from the less serious to the very serious, sit there and in their journey, in their healing, I'm all too often sitting next to the male with his arms crossed, looking at either the wife, the girlfriend, the daughter, with a condescending tone. The tone that says, really, honey, this is a waste of your money, despite what you say to me, despite that you attest to all the efficacy of the therapy, despite that you feeling better, this is still a waste of money. And they sit with their arms crossed, and I go through this week after week after week, and somewhere along the line, the fortunate female escapes the office visit with the husband and confides to me, as if I don't know, that my husband really doesn't believe in any of this. I want to take a look at that. I want you with me today, over the next 60 minutes, to take a look at that and to consider, in the scope of human history, what that actually means. Because the implications are very far-reaching all the way to the grave, and unfortunately, your grave. So we're going to try to break through some of this and analyze it with a clearer eye, a better discernment together today. First of all, 70 to 80% of the people attracted to holistic medicine are female. Any nutritionist, any psychologist, any chiropractor, any massage therapist, any yoga therapist, anybody under the guise of the word natural health will tell you, most of the people attracted to it are females. Why is that? Well, if we were going to ask the guy sitting there with his arms crossed, he'd tell you quite frankly, maybe after a beer or two, that that's because women are gullible. They're innocent. He might even say they're stupid. He might even say they're not keen to the ways of the world. I mean, come on, how many times have you sat there at a social event with a gentleman softly engaging you in conversation to have your husband or boyfriend walk by, whisk you away, and tell you, honey, don't talk to that guy, he's hitting on you, to which you simply turned around and said, that can't be, he was such a gentleman. In common everyday experience, these conversations go on and on, and it typifies the point. It's the moment where the male is effectively saying to the female, you don't really know what's going on in his mind, I do, I'm a guy, yada, yada, yada. Well, I got to say, a lot of times the men are correct. However, a lot of the times the men are incorrect. To say that the only reason you might enjoy the sensual, not sexual, the sensual. That means the vibrant side of a woman's smile. It's not to say that you're thinking anything immoral, illicit, condescending, or anything that somebody else should be worried about. It's a thin line, but it's an important line. Because how else, ladies, do you use your sensual in everyday life? That's your right. Or are you to purport yourself, walk around as a frigid one? Is your frigidity the only way? Should you put on a burqa and hide yourself lest we imply that someone might think anything other than a sexual thought when they talk to you? So you get the point. It's a thin line, but it's a vital line because it asks the woman to consider, does she represent the sensual or does she represent the sexual? And you have to know where you're at on that because tied to that word sensual is the intuitive faculty. And that's what this show is about. It's your intuitive self. You know things sometimes before they happen. You get feelings about things that you can't put to words. You know when something's wrong with your children. You know that there's something wrong when there's something wrong with your husband before anybody says it, before it gets to the logical mind, it gets to the intuitive mind. And I want to throw in that if you study the evolution of science, great scientists always work out of their intuitive faculty. We herald Tesla. We herald Watson Crick. We herald Pauling. We herald Einstein. All of these men were deeply intuitive. So then why does only logic hold the gate? Why do we determine our reality based on logic? So when that woman walks in to an office and says, this therapy has given me help. Why do men feel so complacent about turning to the female and saying, this is nonsense, you're wasting your money, you're being ripped off, what you're feeling in your body, you're not really feeling, that being the benefit. Or worse yet, what you're feeling in your body, you're not really feeling, thus the symptom. And this is an age-old history because what it allows a woman to do is back off from what she knows is right deep down inside. And ladies, if this is you, you will take this to the grave. Don't do this. You see, women that do this have drank the Kool-Aid. And this is how the patriarchy, the male patriarchy, holds dominance in the world. This is where so many of our tensions derive from, our inability to respect something beyond and deeper to the logical mind. You know, I think it's ironic that wars are fought each year over religion, over people's perception of God, and yet there is no scientific proof for God. Certainly we can't make that as a very strong claim, that we will attest, even draw blood over the fact that we claim that there's such a thing as spirit, as spirituality, and yet at the same time, we're very quick to say that reality is dictated by science. Well, how do you look at science and religion then? How can you on one hand live in a world that's purely logical and at the same time call yourself a God-fearing person? You see, this contradiction, right, really asks us to consider the female. The female is saying that she sees something, that she has a visceral experience of something that in this case, as it pertains to this show, relates to medicine and how we see treatment of illness, how we solicit the body to cure itself of disease. The female says that she sees a process there that is beyond logic, that is a spiritual process. And yet this is where the game ends, correct? This is where science steps in. The same science, really, that offers us no proof of God nor support or support of the spiritual and says you can pray in church and you can yak about your beliefs there. But when it comes to how we make decisions about your health, about your ovaries, about your uterus, about your breasts, well, then the intuitive faculty doesn't mean anything. So this is what's at stake today. First of all, a couple of tidbits for help. If you're spending money in natural medicine, holistic health, herbs, supplements, nutraceuticals, massage therapy, chiropractic therapy, and you're under duress, meaning somebody else, the husband, the boyfriend, the relative, the parent, is paying for the therapy, and you find yourself regularly attacked because this is a nonsense way to spend hard-earned money, don't argue the therapy. So write this down, ladies. Number one, do not argue the therapy. That is not your first line of defense. Your first line of defense is to maintain your right to make your choices about your health, even if they're not rational. Don't offer your decision to see a chiropractor or a nutritionist as a rational decision. You simply say to your loved one, the person paying the bill, that this is one of the irrational rights that you maintain, and that they are no more, in certain instances, tools, spending good money watching men beat each other up in boxing matches, UFC fights, footballs, spending elaborate sums of money on tools, the extra money, because that little bit of extra you spend makes you happier when you use your tools. There are such hosts. There are so many examples of people in relationships, people in families, maintaining their right to do things against the rational. So support your choice as irrational. Because what's particularly irritating, as I see it, in these issues between rational and irrational is when people make choices with holistic practitioners and they defend it as logical, rational, therapeutic, that it has efficacy. You don't have to go there first. It is simply your choice, right or wrong, and you are a partner in whatever relationship you're in, and you have to maintain the right to do the things that you want to do, rational or not. Very important. And keep in mind this. I have rarely met the benefactor, the person that pays for the therapy, that in the end doesn't support the therapy once he sees the changes. And you have to, ladies, keep that in mind. While all these conversations and derisions and arguments occur, they occur primarily in that long, unfortunately, journey that may take 3 to 6 to 9 months before your body sets itself back on the right course. But after things work out, after you get to that place where you know you've healed, you don't have these problems anymore. So you have to understand that the energy you're putting out in these sorts of little arguments, I'll be nice and call them lovers' quarrels, are really about the fact that you're in that transition stage. As long as you're in transition where you really can't see the benefits hardcore in the material plane. So if you come in with back pain and you're just sleeping better, if you come in with back pain and your energy's gone up, if you come in with back pain and you just feel better all day, if you come in with back pain and you digest better, if you come in with back pain and your bowels are better, your periods are better, all those things really are about this transition state. Men want to see objective proof, which means if you come in with back pain and it's the second month, the 15 things that have improved along the way aren't that relevant to him. He wants to know that the back pain is gone. In fact, really, he wants to know that he can look at you without complaining. I have to give you the male side to this so you can understand how to navigate your way, because it is a dance. It's always a dance. The male wants to protect, and to protect you have to control. And when your loved one, your husband, etc., is a lawyer, a businessman, whatever he is, if it is not a holistic health practitioner, when he wakes up in the morning and sees you wince in pain, that ancient signal goes off in his head to protect. And in the process of protecting, he has to control a process. He can't control a process he doesn't understand. And since he can't understand what you're spending money on, he wants to shut it down. And that's the problem. So many, many times the man is not okay. This is not a sign that he doesn't love you. It's a sign.